like the first day of school back for you guys?
Oh, tell me about it. It's really summer school right now. Just trying to catch up and, you know, get caught up with the new system.
Have you seen this much snow at Lambert Field in April before?
I don't think I've seen this much snow since I've been here, to be honest with you.
I know it's day one, but what kind of type of feel do you get for the Mike Patton system and just kind of what you guys have ahead of you?
I'm very excited about this system. Mike is a great coach. He has a lot of energy. He's not taking on any mess. I'm excited about where this defense can go this year.
What does it mean to you to get Tremont back?
It means a lot. He's a guy that I looked up to when I first came into this locker room. A true pro, a true leader, a guy that carries himself with a lot of energy. I'm excited to have him in the locker room to, carry me and, lead by example.
What's your approach to watching the draft? Is that something you sit down in front of the TV and watch? I know the Packers so often pick so late, it's a toss-up who they get, but this year they're picking a little bit higher.
Anytime that we get new players on this team, it's always great. They do a great job upstairs of bringing the right guys in and, helping us, get to the ultimate goal, and that's winning championships.
What was the best memory from when you were drafted?
Just sitting in the locker room, sitting in the waiting room and just waiting to be drafted, really. And coming off the board, honestly, I just wanted to go in the first round and it happened and it was a dream come true.
Do you have concerns now that Morgan's gone?
Concerns? Not at all. I'm excited to step up and, taking his role. He was a leader on this defense. He was a guy that was always held accountable. He was a guy that you never had to question about whether he's going to work hard or not. And, he set great standards for not only me, but everybody else that's in the locker room. And, we just have to carry over the tradition that he set.
What is going to be the identity of this defense under Patton, do you think?
Easy. Play fast, get conditioned, get in shape, and, go out and play fast and, not give up deep balls. It's really the big concerns, and, I'm excited about that.
And you said he's not going to take any mess. What does that mean, in your opinion?
It means everybody's been held accountable. There's not going to be any loose strings, whether you're a 10-year vet or a rookie. Guys are going to be held accountable, and I'm excited about that.
What have you thought overall of the off-season changes? Personnel department, players, coaches, everything. It's the most changed Green Bay scene in a quarter century.
It's dating back to when I was in college. It's about trusting the process. Upstairs, they have a job to do, and downstairs, we have a job to do as well. So it's about buying in and trusting to the process, and I'm excited about every move that was made, and I look forward to moving forward.
How do you see Josh Jones making that year two leap?
Year two is very important. I feel like after you sit back after your rookie year and you analyze everything you did good and everything you did wrong and what you can work on to get better, you're very excited to get into that second year. You're a lot more comfortable, and you're really just ready to get back out and get back on the field. So I know he's excited about it. He's really, really red because he's been here the whole time. So I'm just excited about it and getting back on the field with him as well.
Is there any sense that with half a dozen new coaches and all veterans, everybody's got to prove themselves to a new coach?
I wouldn't necessarily say prove themselves. It's about just being you. We all got a job to do. If you want to be on this team, you got to hold yourself accountable. And that's being who you are and, showing who you are. Last year was last year. This is definitely a new year. And I think we're all excited and pumped up about it.
Do you think that change in accountability and not taking mess is something that you guys really needed and was maybe one of the reasons why things didn't go the way you wanted them to last year?
I just think things needed to be pinpointed. I think they were definitely pointed out in the team meeting that we had this morning by Coach Mike. And, we're excited to move forward. We, like Coach said, we kicked the rearview mirror off. We're looking straight ahead from now on.
Do you have any feel for your role and how things may or may not change for you?
This is day one. The playbook is looking really good. I'm excited about the scheme and things that are going on inside of that book. And it's all smiles for me. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to work. I'm excited to be here. I wish it was 80 degrees, but there's nothing I can do about Mother Nature, so I'm just ready to roll.
It was last year a bit frustrating for you. I mean, we talked about this at your locker last year. I mean, you spent a lot of plays, 20 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Last year we had to do what was best for us, for the team. I wasn't involved in a lot. Well, like I said, last year was last year. I didn't meet the standards that I had set for myself personally. If you ask a guy from a different team, 3 picks and 80 tackles, with not being involved in the scheme, I think they would think they had a great year. But with a guy like me and high expectations that I set for myself, I expect more, and I expect more for myself this year. So I have to work on a lot of things to get better at, and, I'm excited about it.
How difficult do you think it's going to be to change
the way guys play with the new helmet rule and how you're supposed to hit guys?
The new helmet rule, that's definitely played a factor. Being that it's all triggered to defensive guys, we're getting penalized $25,000 a game for making a hit. So it definitely changes the way guys' mentality going into plays and going into contact with players. I mean, we definitely don't want to get any players hurt, whether it's on their side of the ball or on our side of the ball. But when it comes to losing $25,000, I don't care how much money you make, that's a lot of money to lose when your check's only $32,000. So we just got to be smart, play smarter, and try to stay away from the heads.
That affected you last year, though, too, because you had that play with Bellamy with the Bears, and he came down the way he did. That was not intentional, I don't think. Is it even going to be more difficult now, though, with the rule being the way it is?
I think it will be, but it's you just got to be smart, man. You got to know when to attack the ball and when to make the right play, and hopefully the refs make a good call. We all have a job to do, like I said, and I'm just hoping that the right calls get made.
If it were up to you, how would you write that rule? What do you think makes sense?
This is a contact sport. You're taking the physicality out of the game. We might as well put on flags and play flag football if that's the case. Mistakes are going to happen. This league is geared towards the offense, and you just got to be careful with the angles and, things I do, I guess, and, just try to get better at it.
You've shown so much growth, but with Morgan's absence now, are you the next man up when it comes to a leadership on your defense now?
Most definitely. Like I said, man, Morgan was definitely a leader. I'm definitely going to miss in this locker room. But everything I loved and learned from him, I think I'm ready to step in his foot, step in his place and, be that guy. Be that guy that everybody can come to when it's time to get in the playbook or it's time to hang out and, get the group together and study. So, man, I'm excited about this role that I'm taking on from 42. But he's a guy that I definitely miss, man. I actually had on his flip-flops today just thinking about him. And I'm kind of getting chills thinking about him right now because I learned so much from that guy. But I'm excited about, the upcoming season, and I'm happy for him as well.
What do you think about the coaching structure where now you've got one guy kind of overseeing with Joe Witt, overseeing the whole passing game, and do you think that's going to help in communication?
I think it definitely will. Now that we're going to be with, Coach Joe, we'll have a lot more communication. There'll be a lot more talking going on between the corners and the safeties as well. So, just being together with Joe in the corners, I think it'll be definitely a big step for us.
When Mike Patton got here, he said you want to look complex but really be simple. Is that just as you kind of thumb through the iPad playbook or whatever, do you get a feel for that it's not going to be quite as complicated as the previous scheme and that maybe could change the way you guys play?
I'll give you two words, likable and learnable. We're going to do it. I'm excited about this playbook. And I look forward to learning as much as I can and maximizing my opportunity.